Welcome to Top Stock Picks. I am your host, Jay Taylor, here with you to continue launching this new weekly podcast as an adjunct to my weekly radio show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. It's aired every week on the Voice America Business Channel at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, New York time. I should mention, before we get started with today's guest, that the Metals Investor Forum, where I will be speaking next weekend, actually they have pretty well filled up now. As a matter of fact, Eric Coffin tells me that they have stopped accepting new attendees to this event. It is limited by space at the Georgia Hotel in downtown Vancouver. However, if there are sometimes some people that cancel, and there are some spaces, so if you're in the Vancouver area and might like to attend, you can check with Emma Coffin at the Metals Investor Forum to find out if there might be room. If you're planning to go from out of town, and you end up in Vancouver, Emma tells me and Eric Coffin tells me that they'll find a way to squeeze you in. But it is a very, very popular conference, and there's a limited number of companies there, a limited amount of space. And the companies that are there only by invitation of myself and other newsletter writers. So it's a selective group. It's one of the best conferences I've ever been involved with. So if you have a chance to go, I hope to see you there, and I hope that you'll say hello to me. In any event, let's get on to today's Top Stock Picks, and my guest this week is Chen Lin, who's been a friend of mine now for a number of years, a partner,
and a very successful investor. In fact, Chen has been so successful in making money through his investments, using his hard work and intellect, that he decided not to pursue a PhD from Princeton in aeronautical engineering. He does share his investment ideas frequently through the week with his paid subscribers. But to give you a sample of a few of Chen's current favorite ideas, he is with me today on Top Stock Picks. Before we say hello to Chen, I should tell you that you can subscribe to Chen's letter by going to chenpicks.com. That's chenpicks.com. Welcome, Chen, and thank you for joining us today on Top Stock Picks.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.
Always good to talk with you. Always great ideas, unique ideas, ideas you're not going to get off the mainstream media, that's for sure. Chen, before we get started with a few of your favorite stock ideas, I'd like to get your comments on the precious metals markets. In particular, of course, there's gold and silver, but also platinum is looking very good these days, or palladium, I guess it is. Which one, platinum or palladium?
Palladium. Platinum
palladium.
Is like at a historical discount.
Okay, yeah. So palladium is where the action is now, and there's very, very limited number of palladium producers. Tell us about palladium. Let's start with palladium, since that's such a unique story right now.
Yeah, palladium is a very small market. It's a precious metal, part of it also industrial metal. And most palladium mined together with the platinum is PGM group. And it's used mostly in the car emission system, mm-hmm. especially in a gasoline car emission control system. So it's a relatively small market. If you look back to the history, in the early 2000, 2001, 2002, we're trading more than twice as much as gold. Okay, 2x gold, gold price at that time, because of demand overrun the supply. Mm-hmm. And I feel we are getting to that situation again. I can explain to you why. And so I like gold. I like silver, okay? But I kind of like platinum plating more because they trade with gold and silver. But they also have a strong wind in their back. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a demand-supply. High demand, the picture. For example, in palladium, there's a 2 year in a row demand overstripped supply by almost a million ounce a year.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So where the million come from? It's from ETF selling. So people sell ETF, then release a physical metal that actually meets the supply demand gap 2 year in a row. And then how much palladium left in the ETF? As of the end of last year, it's about 1.5 million. And it's dropping at about a rate about a quarter million ounce per quarter. So it's going lower and lower now.
Oh.
So you can see clearly the situation, current situation cannot be sustained, right?
Yeah.
So to make things worse, palladium, because it's used in the car emission system, it reduces the pollution on the car, right? Now China has a huge, huge pollution problem, which, you know, I'm very familiar with. I mean, I'm sure everybody is familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So a Chinese government will force to announce that Chinese car will meet the Western standard by mid of 2020. Okay, so by 2020, every car in China has to be, you know, the China Quotina, you know, 5, you know, different name, but if you read the detail, it's very similar to the standard of United States and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But that means there will be more demand of plating coming. And then if you can roll it back, because the car, you know, after mid of 2020 and 2019, the car maker need to secure the supply because they need to make a little bit in advance, right? So now it's mid of 2017 already, only 2 years from now. So
wow.
You see, there will be a surge of demand 2 years from now, but even without a surge of demand, it's a huge deficit. So I feel it's possible we have another spike of plating. So I've been advising my subscriber to have a position plating, mostly in future and ETF, because there are so few miners out there. Even Stillwater was taken over, right?
Yes.
So there is not many mining company there. You can play some speculative exploration play. There are, but I think the most benefit right now, I feel the best way probably just play with the future and play with the ETF, physical ETF.
Right.
And okay. My subscriber many times, if a shortage comes, you need to switch from future market into the physical ETF.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, future may not be able to deliver.
Right.
And then
that's
the exchange may come excuse and
right, Chen, and pay you in dollars instead of instead of the platinum or palladium. Chen, give us on the supply side then. South Africa and Russia, is that where it's coming from primarily?
Right. Number one is Russia. Number two is South Africa. So any of those countries run into any trouble, right? So that's another positive. So there are so many irons in the fire for palladium, also platinum, even though platinum is at a historical low. Platinum to gold discount is at historical high. I'm very bullish on platinum because the platinum plating somehow is replaceable. It's not very easy to replace,
uh-huh.
But it's replaceable. So when plating really picks up, people can replace plating with platinum.
Uh-huh.
But platinum still has premium to plating, so plating has to be premium to platinum for that to happen. But still, it's another good. You know, good trade, I feel. I like gold, I like silver, and I talked to my subscriber many times. I bought gold like end of last year, and it just had tax loss down in the peak of that. I've been taking profit since, but I feel buying platinum and palladium, especially palladium, is a, you know, better way to trade gold, especially into the summer, you know, the weak season of gold and silver, you don't
mm-hmm.
know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel is a good trade going forward.
Right. Well, I might just say this is sort of classic Chen investing. I would suggest to my listeners because it reminds me a lot, Chen. You do look at these big picture supply and demand fundamentals. I can't help but remember the paper pulp story going back a number of years ago when Chile had their earthquakes. That was a big story and a big success for you as well. It's sort of the way, you know, if someone was to ask you, Chen, what is your modus operandi for investing, what would you tell them?
Basically, it's a very dynamic market, and you're looking for what market can give you, right? You don't, you cannot push market to what you want. You can market it is, but there's always opportunity out there. I'm always there to look for those kind of opportunities. You know, I was in, you know, paper pulp, yeah, as I said earlier. Fortunately, and then my report just came out a week or two ahead of GoldNet, if you remember.
Yeah, I know.
And, so I was in leasing also very early. I was in leasing 2015. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was leasing So, and also like cobalt, but cobalt was just too hot. We just discussed it. Cobalt too hot to recognize.
Cobalt's had its run, in other words, and so it's not something you're as hot on now as you were in the past.
Right. If people started COBOL with me a few months back and I made money, I think it's still a trading opportunity, right? If you take, especially if you take profit with a spike, and then last week COBOL had a big down, I think maybe you buy some COBOL stock at a low and then ride it. Right. So initial position, I will be very careful. There's still opportunity, but I will be careful.
But the easy money has already been made, I guess. So you have some other ideas, though, you want to share with us today, and I'd like to get into those specific ideas. On the gold front, Wesdome Gold Mines trades in Toronto WDO, over-the-counter US WDOFF, 130.6 million shares. I think it closed in the US money at around 248 this past weekend, giving it a market cap of around 325 million US. And that is a company I know. They're in production, they're producing gold. They had a very high grade discovery in that in their same they're in the mine they're operating from, but at depth, and it was quite a bit higher grades than they had been mining, I guess. But update us on Wesdome, Chen, and why you like that one now.
Yeah, it's a classical. By the way, it's a closed down mine, and then the mine has been mining at about 4 grams per ton for many years, and then just the gold went down in the past 2 years. They're not economic, they shut it down, but they found much higher grade. And the grade can higher, it's 5 times higher right underneath. They're still chasing it. They're still chasing to find where the structure is. So going to take some time to really see that, to know where the structure of those high grade, and then they probably need to have decline into it and do more drilling. But it's just so one of those wonderful stories. It's like it's a newly done place, it's fully permitted, the mine's care maintenance, so there's no permitting needed, right? They just need to go and mine the high grade. So this is I mean, I saw it actually last year, but the stock had huge run when they was included in GDXJ index. I told them I have to sell on that spike because GDXJ needed to buy almost 20 million, right? Almost 20 million of that. But now situation just completely reversed, right? We discussed that GDXJ situation because there's index fund became so popular, GDXJ need to own more than 19.9%, more than 20% of the junior. That will, have a tax issue, have all the different issues you can win over 20%.
Yes.
So they change the rule in the middle of the end. They change the rule. We discussed, like, future market, if there's a shortage, it will be change of rule in the middle of the trade. So the change of GDXJ, they decide anything below 1 billion, they will reduce the holding to 9.9%. So guess what? GDXJ overbought Wesdome when they included in the index just like a month ago. You can see the huge spike into $4 away or for almost 450. Now come to 340, 330 Canadian. We're talking Canadian.
Yes.
US is different. So it's down 20-30%, the same company, exactly. Oh, it was is GDXJ is selling because they overbought.
Yeah, and Chen, it's selling at around 340 now. I see it got up to 440, a high earlier this year in March. So, in other words, you're saying that decline is basically because of this GDXJ selling that was required?
GDXJ selling, and gold, they weren't doing that
Yes,
well lately,
that's right.
but that may contribute 5%, right? So because you can feel the miner down up
So
too
Chen,
much.
the issue here then is they're still, I guess, exploring to find the structure to make sure they know where it is before they start mining it, obviously. That's what it is. So how much time might that take before they start to cash in on that high grade stuff that must be around 20 grams, huh?
Yeah, the high grade, it's going to be a while, only, but in the meantime, they have an existing production in other mines. They're cash flow positive, but they need to put money into drill hole. So there's another possibility they may need to raise money. Okay, so because last year they had 20 million cash, they probably spent they have cash flow coming from their other mine, but they need to do all these exploration. So there's another question. So what I suggest would be you look at the stock carefully. You can start accumulating because GDXJ will finish selling until the end of mid of June. So there's some time, and then watch if the company raise money. And try to accumulate position around here because you got at least in 20-30% discount, just same asset. Even they have a better review result just came out last week, so you get the same asset, not better at deep discount. So
all
that's
right.
What I like.
All right. Well, that's another classic Chen way of investing, and another one is Mag Silver, which is a company I've known for many, many years. This is 80.7 million shares. I think I saw it around $12.40 this week, Chen, in U.S. money. Gives it a market cap of about $1 billion, I think, if my arithmetic is correct. Trades in Toronto under the symbol MAG, actually in the U.S. as well, under MAG as a symbol. Update us on that one. That's one I knew in the past, haven't followed it in recent years. What do you like about that one so much now?
It's the highest grade, one of the highest grade, if not the highest grade silver mine in the world. Right? They are in Mexico, very very high grade, and then they just made a very good discovery. You see that their movement about early this year, all the way to $16, $17 US, more than $16, it's because of the discovery, right? This discovery they made. Actually, last year even. Last summer they went to that area as well. Mm-hmm. So the thing is they made a very nice discovery, but stock came down. You see the stock came down in the past 2 months. That's
yes.
Hard, right? So the reason for that, if you read the company statement, because they made a nice discovery, their partner need go back to the mining plant. They may need to make the a production bigger. So which means they will have a delay production, but bigger production. On the other hand, you can understand, read between the lines, they need capital, right? Mm-hmm. So that's very simple. So last year you can see that there's a huge spike down to $7 range.
Right, right.
A year ago, that's where I told my subscriber to buy. It's around March, early March. That's when they raised money, supposedly will cover them into cash flow positive into production. Now they find more deposit, the mining plan be changed, right? The bigger operation, more cash needed. So I think they likely need raise money, okay? Because mining company, they don't like to have that. They're possible they could have that, or they could have convertible. They need to do something financially to cover the gap,
mm-hmm.
right? From the cash flow. So I think the raise from the stock down so much, it's a probably worst performer in the past 2 months, similar to Wesson, but that's different reason. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like CJ, we just discussed before the show, I like stock that are cheap, that's a good timing to buy.
Right.
Not the stock already appreciate a lot, which I have a lot, by the way, that you buy and then you regret later. I like stock, solid stock that's coming in. And then both of the Western, also Maxwell, they're liquid stock because I have a little bit more money than I had before, so hard for me to invest in very liquid stock.
Sure,
because
of course.
I have a bigger position. So both of the stock are quite liquid, and then both are came in pretty sharply in the
yes.
past 2 months.
Yes. So looking at the chart, I see $21, Chen. I guess this is in this is in Canadian dollars, 21. Recently, a little over 21, now down below 17, around, in U.S. money. It's $12.40 in U.S. money, so probably around 16 in Canadian, 16 and change in Canadian. So, yeah, a sharp discount.
Sharp discount after, right after the press release, so the read the company's press release that they're going to delay production because of the new discovery.
Right.
So it's very funny, but that market is. Right?
Yeah.
So, but okay, like I said, you got to take what market gave you. I think market gave you opportunity to buy those high-quality assets. It's not marginal, right? This is will be lowest cost silver cost, one of the lowest cost silver mines in the world. And they likely take our target. And same thing for Wesdome, is very, very high grade, right? Gold underneath a fully permitted,
mm-hmm.
with fully, you know, with old mill, everything, you know, mine. You just need a fulfill the RAM to get ore out, right? Those kind of shovel-ready mines. So those are very high quality and very rare asset in the world. So that worth something.
So
look at recent Barrick. Barrick stock was hit hard after the earnings, right? The investor finally realized Barrick did all these things that their revenue is not growing, their production is not growing, right? Why do we want to pay premium for Barrick? So for all the major mining companies, they need to increase their production, increase their revenue. Then buying those junior will be a reasonable, right? It's a very reasonable choice for them.
Yeah, they can't make up the ounces that they're producing too. So, yeah, it's just going to this Mag Silver thing looks really interesting. But Chen, you know, I was just thinking, a lot of investors, they open the newspapers or they look at their computers and they see this wonderful press release that Mag Silver just made or Wesdome just made another discovery. They go out and buy the stock immediately without thinking further, and then the stock drops. You know, for various reasons, it can drop at that time. It doesn't mean it's going to keep going up, right? So, there really is a lot to investing, and knowing and seeing the whole picture is so important, as you point out. Timing is everything.
Well, we're going to take a break now, but don't go away, because in part two of this week's Top Stock podcast, Chen Lin will talk of his favorite energy stock and two biotech stories he thinks have a chance to score really big gains for investors. We'll be right back.